This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Demand for energy, and in particular fossil fuels, cratered this year, which comes at a really awkward time for natural gas producers in the U.S. They made massive investments in 2019, and now their gas has practically nowhere to go. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
The price of natural gas is at historic lows, so the plans to expand existing liquefied natural gas terminals and build more in the U.S. have been put on hold.
They may not be put off forever, some just a couple years, some maybe a bit longer.
That's Joshua Rhodes at the University of Texas Energy Institute. He says this could hurt workers in places like the Gulf Coast of Texas and Louisiana.
You're going to have less need for construction workers. You're going to have less need for the engineers and the overseers on those projects.
And beyond the stalled projects, Rhodes says reduced LNG exports means less work for those who already have jobs in natural gas. Nico Safos at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says because building facilities requires a huge capital investment, they have to remain active for a while.
They take about 5 years to build, and they stay online for 20 plus years.
He says that means energy companies have to assume we'll be consuming natural gas for decades, despite accelerating climate change concerns. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.